Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So to bring you up to speed, this half hour, I am talking about the current status of Abrego Garcia's deportation case. This was a man who was mistakenly removed from the United States, disappeared in the middle of the night, stuck on a plane, sent to a prison that a federal judge has found, quote, highly likely, where a prisoner in this facility in El Salvador is, quote, highly likely to face immediate and intentional life-threatening harm at the hands of state actors. That's what they described that prison as. He was never supposed to be there. An immigration judge had said, had found Mr. Garcia to be credible, had found that he would face imminent threat of death if he were returned to his country of origin. Unbelievable. Right now, there is a hearing going on before the federal judge in Maryland that's hearing this case, the federal government appearing there. But yesterday, what can be described only as a stunt in the Oval Office, where the El Salvadorian president just, oh, well, I'm not going to take a terrorist back. Well, how can we possibly do that? I'm not going to smuggle him into the United States. We're not going to do that. No. Followed by more drivel and nonsense from Pam Bondi. Now, the drivel and nonsense from Pam Bondi, let's listen one more time, Cal, because what she says here is is a lie. Let's listen.
He was illegally in our country.
That's true.
Illegally in our country. And in 2019, two courts, an immigration court and an appellate immigration court, ruled that he was a member of MS-13 and he was illegally in our country.
That's a lie. Let's just wrap this up. That's a lie. A court never reached the mixed law and fact question that he is a gang member. That was never an adjudicated fact by any court in this country. Pam Bondi knows that. She is lying. Let me tell you what is actually true. The allegations of Mr. Garcia's gang membership relate back to two documents that stemmed from his earlier immigration proceeding, one which eventually resulted in him being found to be credible and permitted to remain in this country. In other words, not supposed to be deported. The two documents was a federal form that it describes why someone should be deported, and that form effectively referenced that he is a gang member, relying on what is called a gang field interview sheet from the Prince George's Police Department. Okay? That GFIS report from the Prince George's Police Department, okay, was not filed prior to Mr. Garcia becoming being arrested and detained by the Prince George's Police Department. Oh, no. That statement wasn't taken before his arrest back in 2019. No. That statement, that alleged GFIS report claiming, based on an anonymous confidential informant who just said that he was a member of this gang, that was filed with the Prince George's Police Department 4 hours after they arrested Mr. Garcia at a Home Depot where he was looking for work. Okay? That is it. In the course of his initial immigration proceedings, a court did not release Mr. Garcia from custody because the immigration court is required to take the government's factual assertions as if they are true. So when the government submits a piece of paper that relies on an anonymous confidential informant who has never been subject to cross-examination, who no one knows who they are, and there is no other evidence other than that CI's allegation that this guy's a gang member with no other facts or evidence, the court has to take that on face value as if it was true. And so he was not released on the basis of that GFIS report. That's court number one that Pam Bondi is claiming conclusively determined based on an evaluation of evidence that he was a gang member. That's a lie. It never happened. By the way, that form filled out by a police officer based on a confidential informant is double hearsay. The officer was never cross-examined, nor was the confidential informant. It's all hearsay. It has never been cross-examined. None of it. There isn't other evidence about this. And when that detention decision, while his immigration case played out, right, like in any criminal matter, they decide, are you going to be released pending trial or not? It's kind of how it works in immigration. Were they going to release him pending his full hearing? No, because they had to take the government's assertions as if they were true. The appeals court didn't disrupt that. That's court two. But that bit of evidence was never subject to any cross-examination. Those statements, the people that made them, never cross-examined. There has never been a court that has adjudicated and concluded that he is affirmatively a member of a gang. That is a lie, and it's not just a lie. It is a damn lie because it is completely distorting the entire discussion that is occurring right now. And it is a damn lie because courts should be able to rely, as well as us, we should be able to rely on the fact that Pam Bondi isn't going to lie to us. That she would say to the American public, have the audacity, the fearlessness to tell us the only thing we ever had was an unnamed confidential informant. That's upon whose word we have sent this man possibly to his death. And that was in violation of the ultimate immigration court's decision that he was not deportable, that there was a real reason for him to fear for his life. By the way, there's a ton of detail about what those threats to his family were. He was effectively, and his family were having their lives threatened for shakedown money from a different gang. That they are willing to distort and lie about this tells you the weakness of their argument. Because the thing that was missing from the El Salvadorian president's statements in the Oval Office, the thing that's missing when Pam Bondi talks about this is, yes, the president of the United States acknowledged that an immigration court said that he should not be deported. And accordingly, because we've made a mistake, President Trump asked the president of El Salvador to return Mr. Garcia as quickly as possible, and that we will arrange transfer. They've never said that. Because what they're doing is absolutely nothing, and they're doing nothing in violation of your due process rights and potentially Mr. Garcia's life, and they're lying about it. Stay tuned. We're back.